Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Joyce, and how may I assist you?
Okay, I see something, a charge on my charge card, or something I didn't approve, $67.32.
May I start out by getting your zip code, please?
11221.
I do thank you for that. And your first and last name, please?
Joanne Swain.
And for security purposes, Ms. Joanne, do you mind verifying your address?
My address is 536 Jefferson Avenue, Brooklyn, New York, 11221.
I thank you for that. Give me 1 second while I locate an account associated with you, okay?
Thank you.
All righty. And I do see back on the 23rd of March that you paid the $574 shipping and handling to receive the tactical bag. Am I correct?
That I did.
All right. This item itself was a welcoming gift for joining the Factory Direct Savings Store. And if you scroll down through the terms and conditions, it does state that you would be billed a membership fee 48 hours later after signing up to join the Factory Direct Savings Store.
That's why I don't do those things. I take a little fine print at the bottom.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Oh, how do I cancel? I haven't got the bag. I'll send the bag back.
Ma'am. The item is actually yours to keep. You paid the shipping and handling for it. It also provided you with a $125 gift card that was downloaded into the email that you used at the time that you signed up. If you go into your email, there's a link in there. You can use this link and open it up, and you can use that gift card to actually go online to the web store to actually purchase some of the best consumer gadgets in the world. But it did state that it would bill you that membership fee each month you enrolled as a member, and also download a $125 gift card for each month that you enroll. But I can easily get you canceled. No problem.
Thank you. I laughed because, you know, I said to myself, I'm not going to do these little things like this. And I caught myself
and
out here to get the bag.
I do understand that.
Yeah, I didn't scroll down to the bottom. Oh, goodness gracious.
I understand that, but I can easily get you canceled out of that. Give me 1 second.
Thank you very much.
You're more than welcome. Well, at least you can laugh at yourself, and that's a good thing.
Well, the thing is that, you know, I have to laugh because my house was involved in a fire.
Oh, my
and
goodness.
And right now I'm in a hotel. I've been hotel for the last 2 months. So, you know, with my time, I kind of get online and I look at stuff. And
yes.
But I really, you know, being displaced in a hotel for 2 months, I don't need no extra expense. I really, really don't. I need the bag to put my stuff in.
Correct.
But I don't need an extra expense. So
but that would actually probably drive me, it wouldn't drive me up a wall. I'd probably be thinking of it as a miniature vacation, but I couldn't wait until I get back to my own bed.
Yeah.
Yes.
But it is a miniature vacation for me. But, you know, you just have to do some stuff in the house. You can't stay in the house. I had no light, no gas.
Oh, my God.
I couldn't stay in the house anyway. I had to stay in the hotel. But now I have light and gas. I'm still in the hotel. I'm going to stay right here and make it a mini vacation.
And I don't blame you. Well, I've gotten you canceled out of that. I do have the cancellation number if you'd like to take that down.
Yes, ma'am, I do.
All right.
I'm ready.
That would be C as in Charlie. That's
259-458-337. I thank you very much. And
you're more than welcome.
All?
Yes, ma'am. That's it. That cancellation took effect immediately.
So that'd be a cancellation of $67.32.
And then that, excuse me, that will be back into the account in 3 to 5 business days.
Okay.
All right.
No problem. Thank you very much, ma'am. Have yourself a great day.
And you as well. And I thank you for calling customer service.
You're welcome.
All right. Bye-bye.